Hi, welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav tells us, Makom shenahagu limkor behema daka lagoyim mochrim. In a place where the practice is to sell small animals and sheep and goats, things like that, to non-Jews, to idolaters, one may sell them. Makom shenahagu shelo limkor ein mochrim. But in a place where the practice is not to sell them such things, one may not sell them. Ubachol makom ein mochrin lahem behem agasa, agalim usiyachim, shlemim ushiburin. And in any place, no matter where you are, one is not to sell an idolater a large animal, like a cow. Agalim is calves. Siyachim is foals, young horses. Shlemim ushburin, neither whole nor damaged. Rabbi Yehuda Matya Bishbura, and Rabbi Yehuda permits one to sell a damaged animal, who Ben Beseira Matya Basus, and Ben Beseira allowed one to sell a horse. Let us look in the Bart Nora, who will explain to us the reasons for these things. Ein Mochrim Behem Agasa, one may not sell a large animal. The Gazrinan Mechira Atu Schirat Vahashala. It's a preventative measure they made against selling it to avoid the possibility of lending it or renting it to the idolater. Shahaya behem tusha Yisrael, because we're talking about the animal belonging to a Jew. V'yaseba hanachri malacha b'shabbos. And if you lend it or if you rent it, then he's going to do work with it on Shabbos, and that's not allowed. So in order to avoid the possibility that it may come to that, we don't sell them either. Shleimim shiburin, we don't sell them either whole or damaged, if they're injured in some way. Shav hashiburim chazum alacha, because even the damaged ones are fit to do some sort of work. Shetochanim behem, because you can grind with them. Rabbi Yehuda matcha bishibura, but Rabbi Yehuda permits one to sell a damaged one. Vein halachik Rabbi Yehuda, but the halacha does not follow him. Ben Beseira matcha besus, Ben Beseira allows a person to sell a horse. Vafilu hasus shehasiyadim mevien alav ha'ofos shetzadimbo. Even a horse that hunters would use to bring back the birds that they caught. So they would be riding on Shabbos, and they'd be carrying these birds. So why is Ben Beseira okay with that? Ksavar hachai nosei asasmo, because he believes that a living thing carries itself. So it wouldn't be carrying on the horse if it's carrying birds for a hunter. Rabbanan savre, but the rabbis feel, the sages hold, davka adam nosei atzatzmo. It's only a person who's considered to carry himself. Hilkach im lo hayam yuchad el l'rachov alav mutter. So therefore, it's only permitted if the horse is designated for riding, for a rider alone, because it would not be considered carrying its rider. Avalahavi b'chai acher chutz me adam aser. But if it's going to be carrying any animal other than a person, like the birds that were caught, it's not allowed. Vein halacha k'ben b'seira, and the halacha does not follow ben b'seira either. Mishnah Zayin. Ein mochrin lahem dubin v'arayos v'chol davar shiyesh bo nezek l'rabim. One may not sell the idolaters bears or lions or anything that could cause damage to the general public. And what are examples of that? Bartner tells us, kagon kli mochama, harvos v'ramachim. So we're talking about weapons, swords, and spears. So things like that, which are meant to hurt people, cannot sell to the idolaters. Continuing in the Mishnah. Ein bonin imahem basilki. One may not build a basilica with them. What's a basilki? Basilica. So again, the Bartner. V'sham yoshvin ledon b'nei adam u'mafilin osam misham u'mesim. So it's a place where they would judge people, and then they would cause them to fall from there so that they would die. Continuing in the Mishnah, gardum, you cannot build a scaffold with them. Bartner tells us, binyan echad, vu asay ladun dine nefashos. It's a type of building where they would judge capital cases. Back in the Mishnah, vitzadia, a stadium. The word looks the same in English. Bartner tells us, makam schok, it's a place of entertainment. Shemaviyim shur nagach v'horiges ha'adam. So they would bring in, for example, like bullfighting, an ox would come and gore a person to death. Back in the Mishnah, ubima, a platform. Ke'ein migdel katzar v'gavoa. So it's like a narrow, tall tower. Asoi kidei lidchof ha'adam misham v'humes. And its purpose is to push a person off of it so that he should fall and he should die. So all of these things were not allowed to build in partnership with the idolaters, but the Mishnah tells us, aval bonin imahem bimosyaos, we can build bimosos with them, ubeis merchatzos, and we can build bathhouses with them. So what are bimosyaos? Bartnura tells us, Binyanim she'enam lo l'tzarech avodah zarah v'lo l'hamis b'nei adam. So buildings that are not intended for idolatry and they're not intended to kill people. So we can build those buildings and we can build bathhouses. Let's finish the Mishnah. Higia l'chipa, when you reach the dome of the bathhouse, shumamidim ba'avodah zarah, that's the place where the idol is put, asur livnos. From that point on, the Jew is not allowed to continue building. So one can build the functional part of the bathhouse, but he can't build the place that will house the idol. And finally, in the Bartnura, Derech Ovdi Avodah Zarah, Lahamid Avodah Zarah, Bebes Merchatzos Sehem. So the nature of the idol worshippers was to put idols in their bathhouses, and that we are not allowed to facilitate. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter with Mishnayos Ches and Tes.